You guys ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
We're live. This is the making of the show. The Great Expectations of Princess Portus by the Academic Genius Brothers. Our radio series in 14 episodes. It's time to be fun, fair, and square. Episode 3. The birthday party. Saturday, 10 a.m. Jessie's home. Paul and Wuzzo have been notified. Jessie is going to present them his birthday party skit. It's normal. He's a DJ. He knows what he's talking about when the sound system spits out these decibels. Not yet. Wuzz and Paul did not agree on their way of dancing, and they bicker like real teenagers. Now it's time to take a look at the news. Quickly or slowly, but it must be done. Hey, Paul, you've arrived just in time. I just printed out Princess Portus' scenario.
Hey, good job, Jesse. Excellent summary. Thank you for email. Wires isn't here?
Not yet. He must have fallen asleep on his electric bicycle.
Ah, the French, they sleep a lot. Even standing, like horses.
I see you didn't bring your guitar.
I didn't have time to finish my song. Anyway, we have to work on your birthday party sketch today, no?
I have already written the structure.
What's wrong? He's usually always on time. Ah, here he is.
Yeah, guys, ça va? Oh là là, there were still cow in my garden. That's crazy. Six. I like cow, but they attacked my banana tree. So niet, niet, niet. Banana are sacré. Ça va?
I started my sketch. Should I tell you, or would you prefer...
Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. First, two teenagers, chatting, sitting outside on a stone or a bench or something, they look at the stars. They're looking for an idea for what to do next Saturday night.
Wes, we're the teens.
Well, I know, I guess. Huh?
Second, one proposes that they eat pizza at the YC. The other says, let's go cycling in the Greenbelt in the middle of the night. In short, they have lots of ideas. Go swimming in the Ofsamay swimming pool secretly, take a walk in the gardens of the Matremandir, surf the internet, all sorts of things.
To play at, how you call this,
go steal your bananas.
It's just a draft, okay? Listen, we'll fix it after we've improvised and worked on it. Okay, third, a dog passes. They wonder who it can belong to. Then everybody talks about the dog. The dog that they have at their house.
I don't have a dog at home. I have only a cat and three goldfish.
Liar! Me, I have seven ducks, five chickens, a donkey, and a coleoptera.
Focus, guys. We have to move forward. Fourth, they talk about their last year at future school and about a girl, Yahuzin, who is very good at math. Suddenly, they realize that soon it's her birthday. They want to surprise her, but how?
By saying nothing, maybe.
Yeah, the girl shouldn't know anything, and even better, they have to distract her.
Right. They invite her to play Monopoly.
Wuzz, you're such a boomer. No one plays Monopoly anymore. Precisely. In five, they want to organize a secret party for her and her friends to create a diversion. I thought they could offer her a treasure hunt in the Greenbelt at night. She loves that. And the treasure is a secret party.
Super! Great idea!
But they need a DJ. So, six, they come to ask me to help them. But as they dance badly, they want to practice. So to do that, they come to my house.
Me? I am all right. It is Paul who doesn't know how to dance.
Nonsense. You always dance the same, whatever the music.
It's not true. I dance to everything. I am the dancer of musical biodiversity.
Perhaps, but you don't like dance for long. After half an hour, you're already knackered.
Yeah, I take 10-minute breaks. You dance no matter how. You talk, laughing out loud. And after, you re-dance like a zombie.
Exactly. That's my technique of preserving energy to the end of the evening in good shape, not like you.
Excellent, excellent. You bicker like real teens. Ah, this is great. Okay, anyway, in the sketch, you two dance really badly, okay? Very, very badly. I prepared a selection of different styles that you could dance badly to. And there you will be in a controlled improvisation. Okay?
Okay.
7. The day before the birthday, afternoon. You're on the party site. You're waiting for me to check. I arrive. Suddenly, Paul's phone rings. One of the girl's friends tells him that Yahuzin is sick. We have to cancel. Then, Wazo's cell phone rings. It seems that she is better. We must continue. My cell phone rings. Here, two possibilities. I learn by Yahuzin that tomorrow is not her birthday. That she has to go to bed early on Saturday. Because on Sunday, she has Hatha Yoga at Pitanga at 5 a.m.
5 a.m.? Oh. Is not a bit early?
No.
For years I was doing Tai Chi at 4 a.m.
Not I get up at 3 to do nothing.
Me, I go to bed at 2 a.m. Okay, or she has a special Kung Fu Karate workshop all weekend, so she can't party.
That's better.
Yeah, this new generation of girls, don't bother them, huh? They are warriors.
Finally, we cancel. I leave, and you guys, you stay.
We stay, and we look at the star.
We're in broad daylight, Wes. There's no stars.
Ah, yes, it's true. Sometimes I'm totally off.
Sometimes? You're kidding? You don't even know how to rock and roll.
I don't like the roll. I prefer the rock.
Hey, hey, bad boys. Listen, we'll see the scenes in detail later, okay?
How do we end?
You guys sit on the floor and you watch the ground in silence.
Maybe I can say, hey, dude, we really miss everything. And Paul reply, no, you learned to dance. And then they go to Certitude to play football.
We'll see. What time is it?
10 to 12. We've still got 10 minutes. So we can have a look at the news.
Okay, bon, so les gars, I have my list for Froggy the Frenchie interview. Should we make comments of Noronet? So maybe we can be good questions. What's happened at EDC? Reaction of the new selection process. This is not bad. Sound leak by scientific meditation sessions.
What's that?
I don't know, I read this in the news and not. Funny thing is the scientific aspect. For example, what is a sound? A vibrations, a frequency, an oscillations, up and down. We go in through the ear, goes around inside the body, check what is twisted, turn left, right, goes toward in the end, and zoo, calm the mind. It's scientific.
Okay, super. As usual, Paul, you're going to write the news 1 hour before the show. We'll see you Wednesday, 2 p.m. All good?
I might be a bit late.
Again?
Non, je manque, je suis rassé. Bye, Jess.
Oh, the cow. Toi, petit malin très coquin. Bye, Jesse.
See you, guys. See you et place les copains de l'académique. The end. This concludes our third radio episode, The Birthday Party, The Making of... The Genius Brothers Show, Start to Swing, to Move on a Good Tempo, and Shake the Coconut Tree. They did not forget that it was time to be fun, fair, and square. See you for the fourth exciting episode, the mini plan of the show, next week. All the love we could possibly summon in our enormous hearts. The A-G-B-S. Work of a Frenchman. Any resemblance to actual English grammar, Shakespearean or otherwise, is purely coincidental. The Anglo-Saxon actors in this production take no responsibility for the structure of their dialogue or word choice.
Excellent. Excellent. Good.